Blog Talk Radio. Good Sunday. Happy Sunday. I don't think it's Monday anywhere in the world yet, but let's see. It might be with my friends in Australia. Yes, actually, I believe it is. So happy day to you wherever you're listening from. And if you tune into the replay, you may be listening on a Wednesday or Friday, whatever day of the week it is when you hear my voice coming through to you. I wish you a very, very happy day. How are you guys all doing today? I just want to let you know, if you would like to call into the show today to speak with me, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. Again, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. So normally how I do the show is I blab for the first 25 or 30 minutes or so. And, you know, I really like to give you guys material that can help you in your life, that you can apply easily to it, that, you know, doesn't take weeks and weeks or months and months of sort of therapy and drilling it in. They're really quick and easy things that you can apply to help shift your life every day. And today, my topic is about big dreams and small choices and how to reach your dreams. So many of us think our dreams are unattainable because they seem so real, unrealistic or far out there, that we don't think that we can ever possibly get to those dreams. And it's really all about small choices, making small everyday choices that help us get to our dreams. So just trying to turn the light on here. Oops. I just tapped it. Hold on, sorry guys. Okay, that's better. Actually, it doesn't help. Sorry. I know you guys are on the radio and you can't see me, but it's a little dark in here. It's overcast, and, you know, it's kind of a typical fall day here in New England. And I'm just about to jump on Facebook Live also, because I've discovered that I like to do them simultaneously. So let's I'm going to just pop in and say hey to all my Facebook people. Okay, so big dreams and getting to big dreams, we're talking about here on Blog Talk Radio today, and I thought I would come into you guys on Facebook Live at the same time. We're talking about big dreams, and when you have big dreams, how do you get to them? And the way to get to big dreams is through small choices. And making those small, what might seem like insignificant choices every day. Good morning, Mary Elizabeth. Good morning, Sue. And so it's when we have a big dream and it often seems like it's out of our reach and we'll never be able to accomplish that big dream, it's really important to break it down into micro bite-sized pieces. Because we often never get started, or we get started and then we quit because it just seems too overwhelming to be able to get that dream done. Good morning, Lisa by Grace. Good morning, Leslie. So how many of you guys have big dreams, whether it's a big mission or, you know, your big dream might be to take a intercontinental trip and maybe travel the world, or it might be that sorry, I'm trying to get my earring in here. You guys get me live, real and raw live on Sunday morning. You got me with makeup this week though, aren't you lucky? I don't think last week I put makeup on. I think it was impromptu to come on and try doing simultaneously the radio and the Facebook at the same time, because my Facebook people miss me, but my radio people do too. So Sue Young, favorite part of my Sunday. Thank you so much. I love being here with you guys. So I couldn't stay away from Facebook, and I didn't have 2 hours in my Sunday where I could be on the radio and then be on Facebook. So I decided, oh, let's do them both together. How fun is that? So if you're on the radio, pop over to my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, and you can join the chat in there. I have the most amazing, fabulous people in the chat room already. Or if you'd like to call in and chat with me, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. Again, 516-595-8267 if you'd like to call into the radio show and be on the air live. All right, so it's a good day to have a good day. There we go. You can see it there now. I like coffee cups that have, like, inspirational things on it. Although, I just got some coffee cups in that say, I love Cynthia Fontaine on them. So you guys be on the lookout for those. If you want one, let me know. Alicia Nero, good morning, Sarah Lee, Guinevere. Oh, my goodness, so nice to see all you guys here. Happy belated birthday, Alicia. I know I said happy birthday to you, but, God, what do I have on my face here? I had something. Okay. So big choices, big dreams and small choices. And, you know, I know that there are some of you here on the Facebook page in the chat who have big dreams and have put those dreams, those wheels into motion and are living those dreams. And sometimes we get those big dreams going and they turn out not to be exactly what we hoped for. And then how do you deal with that? So we're going to talk a little bit about that today also. So when you have a big dream, it sometimes gets lost in life. For me, I just had this big dream be revived. Oh, there's so many more people here I didn't see here. Good morning, Francine. I don't know why the feed isn't just going automatically by itself, but so I have to make it go, might push it up. Anyway, I thought it was automatic. I just had this big dream sort of remembered to me, right? Because it's something that I've always dreamed about for years and years, and it sort of got lost in life. And, you know, life sometimes happens and things get complicated sometimes in our lives, and life changes and people leave us and people die and we move houses and we need new cars and the kids need something and we have to go to work every day. So there's always life going on in every single moment. Good afternoon, Fatima. And yeah, Lisa, by grace, you have to push it up to scroll. Thank you. I'm not all that technically inclined, but I try to do my best. So life gets in the way, right? And those big dreams that we might have had when we were younger often get tossed by the wayside. And then, you know, we feel like we'll never accomplish them. And we lose hope and we lose faith. And sometimes we get new big dreams, but we have a hard time implementing those as well. So I have so many big dreams. And, you know, one of my big dreams is to be a best-selling author. And I have started writing my book, which I realized when I start writing it, it's really like five books in one. And I get discouraged. And then I had the out of the blue, I got approached from a publishing house to write a book on how to learn how to do animal communication. And it turned out that it really wasn't the right deal for me, but it really did help me sort of pull in and define my book writing with the help of the brilliant Mary Ellen Smith, who isn't here today on the chat. But if you guys have a book inside of you, I would really recommend getting in touch with Mary Ellen Smith. You can find her on Facebook. She's in my friends, so you can find her there. She's super, super helpful. I had no idea how to do a table of contents or what I needed to do a book proposal or anything like that. And she gave me this really great step-by-step format. And I was able to not only meet my deadline that they were asking for a sample chapter and for the table of contents, I surpassed it. I got it in like days earlier than the deadline. So when you have an idea and you have building blocks and you can go one piece or one step at a time, it really helps in the process of building your big dream. Okay. And it's really a choice every day, day by day. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Kathy. So we're talking about big dreams and small choices today. And I just have to go back and forth between the Blog Talk Studio and make sure there's no callers. And then here, because I usually have a whole line of callers by now. It's very unusual. Maybe people on Blog Talk don't have big dreams, but I know they do. Maybe they're just afraid to call in. So if you want to call in, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267 to talk about your big dreams and how I can help facilitate your small choices to help you get those big dreams on the road. Good morning, Christine. Good morning, Deanne. Fatima, I have an idea about a book for children, but now I don't think I'm ready yet. So here's the thing with that. I have felt for years that I'm not ready yet. I don't know enough. I don't know about publishing. I don't know where to start to do a book. And I found that when I engaged someone who has that technology and that the knowledge of how to get a book out there, it's a totally different ball game. And after doing the outline and the sample chapter for the book proposal, I realized that I can write and I do have enough within me. And I have a broad enough vocabulary and, you know, and then of course the editors do things and change things and whatever. But it really gave me a lot of confidence in doing that, taking those steps and writing that chapter and doing that outline, because then I saw in front of me in black and white that I could do it. And not only that, but when I submitted the sample chapter to Mary Ellen for editing, she sent it back and said she virtually did not have to edit it. It was the most beautifully written, well-done piece that she's ever had to edit. So I was floored because I didn't think I had it in me to be able to write. Not only that, but to be able to write where I would have an editor send the piece back to me saying, you know, it was really good and I don't even really have to edit it. So it's, you know, pretty surprising. It was really surprising to me. And it's pretty surprising when, you know, you step out of the box, take a step toward your dream, and then you get that response. Mary Babcock, Elizabeth, I'm not surprised. Thank you, Mary Elizabeth, who is a beautiful writer as well. And I do hope that Mary Elizabeth will be putting her writings into a book or many books in the future. Not only is she a brilliant writer, but she's also a brilliant photographer. Okay, so small steps every day. And if any of you guys want to get on live with me, I don't see where I can bring you on camera on the Facebook, but I can get you live on the radio. So call in if you want to chat about anything, you guys all on Facebook. And then we can I can talk to you and have your questions answered live on air. So if there's a big dream that you guys have, if you want to pop it into the chat, and maybe you're looking for direction or what's the next step to take, feel free to do that. And Fatima, great, absolutely perfect, Fatima. You can't do it alone. You need to ask for help and support. That's a really big, important lesson. So I was taught many, many years ago that when you have sort of like this big idea or this big dream, you should keep it to yourself because other people will poo-poo it or, you know, tell you why it's bad or, you know, all things like that. And I believed that for a very, very, very long time. Hey, good morning, Tori. Nice to see you, my niece. Hey, I'm so excited you're here. So we're talking about big dreams and small choices and how to make those, set those big dreams into motion. And, you know, something for someone might seem like a really big dream and it might seem kind of small for somebody else. Everything is relevant to who we are and what our own perception is. And a lot of times it comes back to self-esteem. And if we have enough self-esteem and confidence within ourselves to be able to take the steps forward. So I like to do small steps where you can really get big wins in a small period of time. So I didn't write the whole book. I just did my table of contents and a sample chapter, right? And it was a big win. It was a really big win. Had I written the whole book, it obviously would have taken a way longer period of time. So I wouldn't have had an immediate satisfaction and win. And I wouldn't maybe get discouraged like I had in the past and just put it aside because I didn't really know how to formulate the whole thing and how to have just sort of one theme in book where I would start writing and I'd have, you know, 10 books in the first chapter and go, oh no, this isn't going to work. So it's one small step, one building block at a time. Sometimes, believe it or not, things that can block our small step our environment around us. So if your house is really messy and unorganized, that, believe it or not, is something that can get in the way and block you from being able to move forward with your dream. So like me, I'm currently in this condo space that has two bedrooms and a living room and kitchen. And it's though the rooms are big, there's not a lot of room. And so I went from an 8-room house to this 4-room condo. And sometimes it gets really frustrating because I don't have places to put all my things. And I have a home office, so that takes up room. You know, and things like that. So, you know, where I prepare all my classes and all that sort of thing. And so I get easily distracted by being working out of the house and having the office in the house because there's always something to do at home. And I've just recently signed into a local organization that just opened within the last couple of weeks called Siren. If any of you guys are local, it's a co-op workspace. And I have just taken a membership with them. So now I have workspace to go to that I don't have to think about. I have to do the dishes or I have to do this or that. So I'm really excited about that. Good morning, Sheila. Good morning, Alex. Oh, Alex is in Germany. Hey, so cool. How cool is this? We can be here on the internet and talk to people all around the world, all around the world. Let me check my switchboard. Oh, isn't that interesting? Not one caller today. That is super unusual. Okay, so one, you know, again, going back to sort of clearing up your space and organizing. And if good morning, Joanne. Oh, you get to watch me. Yay, so excited. And I am loving your new show. It's really fantastic. So if you can type in the chat what the name of your show is and when and where people can find that, that'd be awesome. Joanne has a brand new talk show, and it's amazing women on this show, and you guys are going to love it. So check that out for sure. And she's going to post in the chat how to find that talk show on Facebook. And then you guys can check out her stuff too. So clean up your space. And if you don't have a chakra for that, because look, we have 12 chakras, we have 7 physical chakras, and we have 5 spiritual chakras. And each chakra has its own archetype within it. And it's our archetypes that give us our individuality and make up who we are. And, you know, there's always balance, so there's always light and dark of everything, including archetypes. And when you're living in the light side of your archetypes, you can accomplish things and really move forward and get a lot done. When you're living in the shadow side of the archetype, it's really hard to do that. And then, say, for example, you know, maybe you want to have your space organized, but you don't have a chakra for that. And you just can't seem to get going or know where to start. Well, find somebody to help you who does have a chakra for that, who is good at organizing, who can help you sort through stuff. You know, so it's one small step. And, you know, I'm Portuguese and Italian, so I talk with my hands. So you guys are going to see my hands flying a lot. I can't help it. It's built in. So Joanne has posted in the link to her show in the chat. It's we are unlimited. I can't read the whole thing. We are unlimited potential. Anyway, click the link and then you can follow Joanne and check out her show. She's got really great people on there again. Okay, so I'm going to go back to Lisa by Grace because she has a question. I need help if I can to phrase a question. I am wanting to move and launch my alchemy system at the same time. Big order, but it requires small daily steps. I flounder sometimes because of the bigness of trying to do both, and our living space is crowded with family. Yes, I know your situation, and yeah, I can see why that would be so difficult for sure. So possibly like me, Lisa, where I have looked for outside space to go and do my work so I'm not distracted by my environment, could it be possible that you could find some space outside of the home? You know, that's affordable, and it may even be at the library. I used to go to the library a lot to work. And so I'm going to recommend that you find some kind of space that you can get into outside of your normal everyday environment. I think that's really helpful and really key, because when we're in our everyday environment, it's too comfortable and there are too many other things and distractions to do. So sometimes if I need to work and focus on work, I'll go to my my summer place. And even in the winter, it has heat because I don't have distractions there, because it's always, I'm distracted by my clothes. Sorry, you guys. Oh, my goodness. See, I'm easily distracted. It's like, squirrel, Starbucks. Great advice, Sheila, because you can get a coffee and you can have free internet and nobody bothers you at Starbucks. So that's a great suggestion. Thanks, Sheila. So sometimes I'll come, and I'm actually here today at the beach house, and because I have less distraction here. It's very neat and organized. There's not a lot of clutter. There's not really a lot for me to do here except for doing whatever I'm focusing on. And so it's a good space for me to get away to do my work. And it's really good for me when I come here to do gold treatments and things like that because I'm not distracted even by the dog because sometimes he's distracting. And when I'm doing healing work, I like it to be a peaceful, quiet setting. So find what works for you. And Lisa, by grace, you might want to take headphones with you while you're working and working, play some meditations. Like I love Deeply Theta when I'm trying to do, creative sort of work and bring things forward. And it's really, you have to make the commitment to get out. So that's one of the things for me that has been tricky is I'm really comfortable in my house. I love where I live. And sometimes I don't leave it for days at a time, which can really sort of stagnate your creativity, right? Because we really need to be out with other humans and not just connecting with people on the internet or with the computer, even though it seems, we are having a relationship and we're communicating and all that on the computer, but you need that social interaction in person and energy exchange. And so that was one of the other reasons why I really was motivated to, sign and take membership with this shared workspace. It's not too far from my house. I timed it. I think it was like 4 minutes. And yet it seems so far away because when you're not getting out like on a regular time basis, then, even 4 minutes seems like forever to get there. Or in your mind, it's like, oh my God, it's on the other end of town. Well, the whole island that I live on is only 3 miles wide, and I think it's 12 miles long. Hello! I can drive from one end of the island to the other in 20 minutes or 25 minutes, right? Come on. So Mary Babcock says, me too, I love the place, and I have to make myself leave. Same thing with me, especially since I've painted and I love the color and the decoration, the decor now, it's just so soothing for me that I just love being in this space. And I look out on my gardens and I know you have extensive gardens, Mary. And so it can be tricky. So we have to make ourselves get out. And what really motivated me for this particular space, it was really interesting how it all happened because I had decided about a month ago that I was going to start letting go some of the stuff that was cluttering up my space. And I was putting stuff on the Facebook Marketplace one morning. And as I was putting the stuff on, it was going off as fast as it was going on just about. And so I had this one wooden Windsor chair that I've had for, I don't know, 20 years or more maybe. And, it was a solid wood, a really sturdy, good chair. But it's been in the garage for the last 5 years because I don't have a place for it in my house that I'm in now. So I decided, it's time to let this chair go to somebody else to love. And so I put it on the marketplace for like 10 bucks. And within 10 minutes, I had somebody pulling into my driveway to get the chair. So the woman comes, she says, I'm just opening this office. This is going to be great. Thank you so much. It's such a great price. I really appreciate it. And off she goes. And then I happened to see last week this post on Facebook again, where it, had this space for rent. And I thought, oh, I know that space. And this particular place in town this building has been calling me to work in it for years. And when my friend first bought the property, it has two historic houses built on it in 1776, and then they built a health food store, and it's more than a health food store because they have vitamins and all that, so it's a natural store, and regular groceries and things like that. So the owner of the health food store has been trying to get me to rent that building for quite some time over the years, and then there have been different women's organizations that have been in there that have wanted me to get in there as well. And it never felt right. And so I thought, you know what, let me take a look just for the heck of it again to see what's going on up there. So I responded, made an appointment with the woman. At least I thought I made an appointment. And so it was funny because when I got there on Friday, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, a week and a half ago, at 12 o'clock when I thought I had confirmed the appointment, the owner looks at me and says, oh, do we have an appointment? I said, well, I thought we did. So funny thing, Cynthia, I intuitively messaged that, oh, confirm the appointment, but I didn't actually send the physical message. I do things like that a lot. It worked out perfectly, and it just happened that the local newspaper was coming in the time that I was there, and they took photos and they actually interviewed me about the space, and so it was really cool because I ended up being quoted in the article, and I'm in one of the photos, and I'm so excited about this space because, there's other like-minded people. It's not all psychics. In fact, I think I'm the only one. It's business women and coaches and things like that. So I'm really excited about this. Joanne says, clear your clutter, clear your mind, open up for new things. Absolutely. And when you have things in your space that you don't love anymore, or you do love, but they're not being used, they feel unloved. Because believe it or not, objects absorb our energy. And if you have a lot of objects in your space that aren't being loved, it's kind of like tracking mud in the house and then not cleaning it up and just leaving it. It makes a dirty mess, right? And having a lot of stuff in your space that you're not loving makes a dirty energetic mess. So you want to really clean that your space up first. That's really key. And then I have actually started making lists. I've never been a list maker. In fact, I have been a list rebel because I don't like rules or to be told what to do or have to follow order. I like doing things spontaneously when I want to do them, things like that. So that being said, I have found that I really have to have lists now. And, part of it is because my practice has gotten so busy that even having just my calendar isn't sufficient. So I have to have a list with things that I need to accomplish. I start every day. I start on a new page. I have a legal pad and I start on new page, and things that I didn't finish from the day before get carried over to the new page at the top of the page. And then it goes in order of importance of things that I need to get done. And I am finding that to be really super helpful. And as a charismatic leader who likes to buck the system and not follow rules, that used to be really, really difficult for me until now, because I have realized the value of it now. And so that might help you. And not just things, your list can be your list of your project, right? And whatever it is that your big dream that you want to launch and get off the ground. So writing books is one thing for me, but even a bigger dream, the big picture dream, is to have my own holistic center. And I've always, you know, it's always been in the back of my mind, and I'm always looking for a location. But there was one piece to that I was sort of missing, that I had forgotten about, or I had put on the shelf because I wasn't sure how sort of like the public would react, or so sort of that kind of thing. So, and here's the piece with that for me, is I have a love for the divine and angels and saints and it doesn't matter what religion they come from, whether it's Kuan Yin or the Buddha or Jesus Christ or the Blessed Mother, I love them all. And I've been a minister for about 15 years now, which probably most of you guys don't know that. But yeah, I need to have my own center. And part of what I realize needs to be a part of that center is it not only needs to be holistic center, but it needs to be a spiritual holistic center. Not any religion, but definitely spiritually based. And I'm just so re-energized and jazzed up by that, by remembering, you know, sort of part of that piece, because I've always had that piece, but I sort of, like I said, pushed it aside. And so now I try to take one step a day, or if my schedule is so busy that I can't, you know, fit researching in or something, I pick one thing for the week. So this week, I started looking at how to organize it. Does it have to be an LLC? Is it a 501c? And what I discovered was really exciting, and I'm really looking forward to exploring this avenue of setting this up. And it's a 508c, which I'd never heard about before. And it is it's for a religious organization, for basically a church. And I feel like that I can categorize what I'm doing under that big umbrella, though it's not going to be a church, so to say. A whole center. Yes, body, mind, and spirit. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and it's so interesting too, because in my state, you can't do hands-on healing, including massage, unless you are a minister. How crazy is that? But nobody really enforces it. But that's originally the reason why I got my ministry, was because of that. So one small, hey, Karen, nice to see you here. So we're talking about big dreams and small choices. So that's one thing that I've worked on this week, is researching that. And I'm always looking for space, but now my thinking of what the space is going to look like has shifted a little bit, because I don't have to do it myself. And I have so many colleagues in the area who are like-minded and who are looking to do some kind of spiritual center, that now it's time to pull those people in. And taking that one step to going up to Siren to talk to them about what they're doing and to join them is, I feel like, one more step in that direction. And, so the funny thing with the chair. So I go up, meet with the woman with Siren. We're talking. The reporter comes in about an hour or so later. And I'm standing there, and I put my hand on a chair, and we're talking to one of the other members and to Jim, the reporter. Excuse me. And I look down, and I go, oh, my God, this is my chair. And we all stopped for a minute. And I said, I told the story. I was throwing stuff on the marketplace because I felt like it needed to be loved and brought back to life. And this woman pulls up in this SUV and throws it in the back of the truck, gives me $10, and off she goes. And the funny thing is, we didn't recognize each other at Siren, because I was in pink clothes and was dirty, and she was, you know, the same, because she was working up at the center to get that opened. And so we had a really good chuckle about that afterwards, when I realized it, we realized it was my chair, and it was a synchronistic and amazing happening, because there are over 60,000 people that live on this small island. And out of all the people that could have bought the chair, it turns out to be this work co-op space, the owner of this new work co-op space in the building that has been calling to me to work in there for over 10 years. So how crazy is that? And we have to look at those things and go, there's a bigger plan. So, of course, I signed up to be part of the workspace. How could I not? Obviously, Spirit was giving me a big hello. You need to be here now. So really, really, really cool. Joanne says, you are Unlimited TV is the name of the show. Yes, thank you. I knew that, but I just couldn't pull it up to my mind in this moment. Sometimes my brain gets frozen. Okay, so far we've talked about a couple small steps that you can take towards your big dream. One, clear up your space. Give things away. Sell things. I had the funnest day doing that. I was standing in the garage, and as I was posting things, people were just pulling up and handing me money. It was fun, and I got to meet new people, and out of it, I would have never expected or imagined that I would have had this connection now and this confirmation that space was the right time for me to be there. And with my chair being there, I knew that was it. I was already part of it. How can you argue with that? Really, really cool. So let go of some of your stuff. And if you want to gift it, great. If you want to sell it, great. And know that when you're letting it go, have a really grateful heart for it having been part of your life, and now grateful that it's time to let it go for someone else to love. And Joanne says she does that all the time. It's really good to keep your stuff moving, right? And so it doesn't get stagnant. It's like if you never dusted, you would have, you know, cobwebs, and your space would be all creepy. So it's important, not just about dusting, but to freshen up your space and the things in it. And if somebody gives you something that you don't absolutely love, give it away, re-gift it, or, you know, whatever. There's a really funny story that Sonia Chiquette tells, that years and years ago, her sister had given her a Picasso. No, was it a Picasso? No, a Van Gogh. I can't remember. But anyway, it was one of those crazy painters. So I think it was Van Gogh, you know, because he doesn't make any sense, or whichever one it was. But I can't remember now, that it's so long ago. But her sister had given her this painting, and she hated it, absolutely hated it. And she had moved it to different parts of her house. She had hung it in the living room, and then it got into a hallway, and then she finally threw it in a closet. And she was cleaning up one day, and then she said, you know what, I'm going to have a yard sale. So she had a yard sale, and it was a Picasso. She puts the Picasso out in the yard sale for $5. And her sister had given her this painting for a wedding present. And it was a picture of Jesus, but it was really, you know, it's Picasso. It was crazy. So she puts it out for $5, and the person who buys it could not believe their good fortune. And it was a real Picasso. But she didn't care. She never loved the picture. She even hated looking at it. She couldn't wait to get rid of it. And then she thought, oh my God, how am I going to tell my sister that I have sold the Picasso for $5? So she decided that she had to tell her, because you know, she was going to not see it when she came over for the holidays or whatever. So she tells her about selling the Picasso, and her sister just starts cracking up laughing, saying, "Oh my God." She said, "I hated that picture. That's why I gave it to you." So funny, right? So don't feel bad if somebody gives you something and you hate it and you're going to move it along. Let somebody else love it who's going to love it. It's a better way of sort of having energy move through things, right? And this is actually inspiring me to clean out more stuff out of my house in this next week for sure. Need to let go of some of my things I have from my ex-boyfriends, even photos. Yeah, so sometimes we hold on to things because, you know, and especially people that we cared about, because at one point the relationship was good and we cared about them. And sometimes it's hard to let go of those things. But when your heart is really healed and it's ready to move on, then yeah, you can let those things go and let them go with love. Even in relationships that have ended difficulty, you've had difficult situations, it's still possible to have compassion for that person when you've come to a certain place of healing. And the really important thing, and I wasn't planning on talking about this today, but it's coming up, so I will. The really important thing to know, and again, this is about clearing space. So if you're holding on to old wounded things from the past or things related to old relationships, you know, it really is related to the topic, because we have to clear our channels to be able to get to our big dream. And letting go of things from relationships of the past is another good way to do that. Hey, Aerostar Francis. Hey, so happy to see you here. All right, so you guys, I have, 7 minutes left on the air on the radio show, but I am going to stay on Facebook with you guys because I'm having so much fun, and there's so many cool people who are popping in. I have a caller here on the line, so I'm going to take the caller on the radio show. So you guys, keep listening, all right? So this is area code 404. Last four digits of the phone number are 7396. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia Fontaine.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? What's your name, honey?
I'm Asia.
Asia, and where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia. Hey, I hope things are well in Georgia today. I know you guys had a big storm come through there.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It wasn't like that big, though. What part of town I was in, I didn't really care.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad things are okay where you're at then. So, Aisha, we have about 6 minutes left of the show. What is your question, or how can I help you today?
Oh, okay. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And my question you're is, welcome. I've been dating this guy, and how do he feel about me, right? Am I wasting my time? Like, you know, is he putting me in, like, a three-way situation party or something like that? Like, what do you see with this in the future, right?
I feel like, have you known this guy for about, they're giving me the number 5, so has it been about 5 months?
Yes, about 3 months.
3 months, okay. And what Sorry?
I said, but you was on the money, you was right.
Okay, great. And I feel like that it's been sort of touch and go off and on where, you know, it seems like he's all in and he's all into you. And then does he disappear?
Mm-mm.
So he's been with you full time?
Yeah.
Okay. But does he emotionally withdraw?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
If he does, I don't notice it.
Okay. All right.
I do sometimes, though.
Oh, you do. Okay, because I'm feeling an emotional withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
so
what I'm having right now because I'm not sure, like, what it is.
Okay, so that energy is from your part. And did he come on really hot and heavy?
What do you mean?
So, like, you know, when you first start dating someone, you go on a few dates, you have conversation, you get to know them. But mm-hmm. I feel like that with him, it's like you open the door and you just you take off running. So it feels like it was very fast. Does that make sense?
Okay. He left, like it's over fast or?
Sorry?
Fast like trying to hurry up and push it into a relationship or fast like trying to like get it like done?
You know, fast like he just, it seems like he was like head over heels with you early on is what I mean.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, I'm not hearing love at first sight, but I'm hearing like, really sort of like he jumped in really rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it now looking back, it might feel like it's a little overwhelming. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. What's his first name?
Dantrell.
Dantrell. Oh, that's a cool name. So Dantrell, is he and how are you 27?
31.
31. So what was going on when you were 27? Because when they give me ages like that, there's always some connection that's gonna connect into the present situation.
27.
And normally something big, you know, where you moved or you had a breakup or somebody passed away or some kind of life situation normally. Can you think about anything when you were 27 that was happening like that?
Maybe a pathway. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, you know, you can think about that. We get psychic. Mm-hmm. We often get psychic amnesia, and then later on we'll go, oh, my God, I know what that was.
Right.
I had one woman one time. I had this Mary, and I kept saying, there's this Mary, and she says that she belongs to you. And she kept saying, I don't know anybody named Mary. And then 6 months later, she calls me up, and she says, oh, my God, my mother's name was Mary. That was my mother.
Oh.
Sometimes when we're put on the spot, we can't think of it right away, but then it'll come. Something will make sense later on. So, you know, I feel like that he is really into you. Does he have a child from another relationship that
no,
you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No, he doesn't have kids. The girl, she had a miscarriage.
Sorry?
I know he was going to have one, but she had a miscarriage or something like that.
Okay, because I'm seeing like one child, so we only have like a minute left here, so just hold on.
I think you're talking about my ex. I think he has one child, and then we lost a child not too long ago, maybe like a year or two ago, and I'm 31.
Okay, all right. So
and he does that in and out thing.
Okay, so stay on the lines. I'm gonna have to close the show, but don't hang up, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're listening live or on the replay afterwards. Like my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. And, excuse me. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. I'm going to start doing some Instagram live things, so be on the lookout for that. And check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. I have an event coming up October 26th in Fall River, Massachusetts. You'll find that on my Facebook page. So if you guys are local, I'd love to see lots of you there. Come on and check it out at Duval Grooves on Duval Street. And I want to thank you guys all so much for taking time out of your busy life to tune in to Cynthia Fontaine, Shine and Shine Your Light. And I'm going to continue this conversation on Facebook, and I'm going to keep Aisha on the air here for a little while. Good morning over there, Colette Jackson on Facebook. So you guys, I love you all so very much, and I will see you next week. Okay, Aisha, so you guys on Facebook, I don't want to leave them out. You can keep chatting there on the page, and I hope that you guys are enjoying this the connection with the blog talk here. All right, so Aisha, so this is, what's your ex's name?
His name is Lowell.
Lowell, okay. Yes. Okay, and when you were 27, were you with him then?
No, because I lost, I was 28, so I might have met him when I was 27. Because I lost the baby when I was 30, right when I turned 30, the day before my birthday.
Okay, I'm so sorry
yeah.
for that. Such a hard thing.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. His heart stopped beating.
Right. Oh, it's so hard. I have a friend of that happened to just recently, and it's really, really, really hard.
Yes,
but,
ma'am.
You know, they say that you have other children in your chart. Yeah, and then looking at this guy that you're seeing now, you know, I feel like he's a good guy. Does he have a regular job? What does he do for work?
Truck driving.
Because I feel like he's got steady work. I feel like he really is very much into you. And I feel like that this relationship can help you mend past relationships that have really been hard for you. Okay. It's really about you doing your work now, and what's your fears around, really jumping into this relationship, right? So, because we all have things that block us from moving forward in our life because we've had past hurts, right?
Right.
And we've all had heartbreak. It's part of the human nature, right? So it's, and sometimes grief really makes us hold ourselves tight and not allow us to open our hearts and love again. And, when you do that, when you get into sort of this pattern of keeping your heart closed, a lot of life passes you by.
Okay.
So this is what I'm going to say to you about this relationship is, take it one day at a time and start to do your own personal work. Have you ever looked at any of Louise Hay's like mirror work or done any personal development? I love Yongle Van Zandt. Have you ever? Okay, so I'm going to suggest that you pick up a book or go on YouTube, right, because there's tons of free stuff available on the internet, and find some videos on Yongle Van Zandt. She's on Hay House.
Okay.
She was on the Oprah show for a long time. She had a show called Yongle Fix My Life. I love, love, love her work, and I think that's really going to help you. And if you can really, really get into doing some healing, some personal healing, I feel like that this relationship for you is going to be a nice, strong relationship. But you have to do your work.
Right.
Okay. You have to look at the places that scare you. And then heal those places. And this is going to be for any relationship that you get into, because when we don't do our work, then things come up that trigger us from the past. And it can go all the way back to when we were growing up and our parents, and it often does.
Right. Well, okay. Do you see him, like, talking to anyone else besides me?
Well, he talks to a lot of people, you know. He's on the road. You know, when I ask if he has other women in his life that, you know, he's romantically involved in, I don't feel like that, you know, even if he talks to other people, I don't feel like that, you know, he's in a relationship with them like he is with you. He really does care a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
So I hope
that helps. To take it slow.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, can I ask one question about my school? Like, I don't know why I'm getting the feeling where, like, I just want to take a break. But I'm scared if I take a break, I may not go back.
Are you taking one or two classes now?
I'm taking three classes now.
Okay,
I have two more left.
Okay, so what they're saying that I don't feel like it's a good idea to take a break right now, but it's okay to split the last two classes.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than both together, take one and then take the other one.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. Does that
make sense? Both at the same time?
Yeah.
Yes, what about the classes that I'm taking now? Do they see me passing them?
So, you know, is there one class particular that you're struggling with?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Yeah, I go to the go to the professor, and ask for some help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did that, and she just seemed like, I'm gonna do it again though. I'm gonna ask her again.
Okay. And well, and maybe there's a study group that you can get involved in too.
Okay.
So yes, you want to reach out. It's really hard to reach out for help, but it's really important. So you want to reach out, and then I feel like that you're going to do okay with this class, but you have to reach out to get the help to get you over the hump. And then I would break up the last two classes, take one at a time, because I feel like you work too.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Yeah. So just split up the last two classes. I wouldn't quit. I would get the last two classes, but split them up, take one at a time, and then, you know, it feels like you could be done by next fall if you can take one as a summer class.
Okay, great.
And
okay.
The summer classes are shorter, and they're usually less expensive. So see if one of those two classes is available in the summer, and then take that class as a summer class.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right, I hope
that helps.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I wish you all the best luck in the world and many blessings to you.
Thank you. Oh, what's your information so I can contact you?
Okay,
or is that like on your Facebook?
Yeah, so if you go on my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, and then my website is my name, cynthiafontaine.com.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys over on Facebook, I see some of you have stayed and hung out. Thank you so much. Hi, Lori. And, yeah, so Sue has posted the information to pre-register for my gig on the 27th. It's a Friday night at 7 p.m. So if you guys, all you local people, come on over. It'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, this time of year is when the veil is the thinnest. So it's the easiest to communicate with the other side. And, you know, I mean, I communicate with the other side every day. But sometimes our relatives are off doing other things. They're busy. And sometimes it can be harder for them to come through when the veil is thicker, more dense. And the veil is thin now this month coming up into the beginning of November. And so check that out. Hi, Heather. That was great. Oh, thank you, Lisa by Grace. Sometimes it's tricky on the radio, you know, especially if there's a lag time in things like that. So Errol, yeah, make new room. I don't know if you're still here, Errol, but Errol Star Francis and I have this project that we're working on, and I have to remember one step at a time because I'm like, oh, what are we doing? I have to get moving forward on this. And we're working on a collaborative musical piece, a song that is going to be inspirational. And we're hoping to have some, well, we already do have some really amazing people involved, Mark David, who is a crystal sound healer, and Paul Lufgart, and I'm probably saying his last name wrong, but he is known around the world for his spiritual and inspirational music. And so those are just a couple that we already have on board, and I'm so excited about that. I'm thinking a lot about that, and I have gotten my keyboard out and tuning up the pipes. So hopefully you'll see that next year, and that's going to have some kind of donation piece to it where it will be for a charitable cause. We're not sure what that charitable cause is yet, but that's one of the things that are in the works. And so you guys can see that I have a lot of big dreams and a lot of things that I want to get going, because I feel like I have a lot of people that I can inspire. And so I have to be careful not to get overwhelmed by so many big things at one time and just take it one step at a time. So I'll focus on what's one thing I can do today to work towards my center. And that just one thing. Yeah, he's still there. Hey, Errol. I wish I could bring you guys up live, but I don't seem to have that option. It's kind of frustrating. Facebook. I don't have the little camera here. I wish I could, because I would bring you up live, but I can't seem to do that. I wonder if I go from my phone if I can do it. It's crazy. Like I can't do Facebook Live on Google on Safari, but I can do them on Chrome and it looks different, whatever. Okay, so I wonder if I go to my page, if this gives me the option. Oh, I can see myself live. Hey, that's pretty cool. All right, so I wonder if I click on that, I can hear myself. That's so crazy. Okay, I need to turn that off, but now I don't know how. That's so funny. Okay. I don't see it. I guess I can't bring you guys on. Bummer. I'd really love to bring you on, Errol, but I'm going to have you on the show. We need to schedule that. And Lisa by Grace, too, I know you said you would be on the show. Hoo-hoo, come to your healing center, perform. Yes. Let's schedule it, Sheila. So Sheila has a new healing center that she's working on. Sheila, can you put your information in the chat? Because, there will be people maybe who are near you that'll want to come to your healing center. So if you can put that information in the chat, that would be awesome. So Sheila's in Kansas, but I'm not exactly sure where in Kansas. So she's going to put that information there. And it's going to be an amazing center. The work that she's doing in the building is just going to be to die for. But don't die, because then I'll have to talk to you as a medium. it's a little kind of silly humor. Kansas City. Errol, we'll work on it. Cool. So Sheila, if you want to put the name and then the location in there and when you'll be open, great. Okay, you guys. So you can look for that if you're in the Kansas City area. The great thing about Facebook and about the internet is we can be in touch with each other all around the world, and we can help each other network and things like that. And it's all about this time in society is all about connection and collaboration and cooperation. Even though here in the States, it doesn't seem like that with the current regime, there's lots of us who are working in the background for the greater good and to bring things into balance and harmony. And so if your big mission and your big dream has any kind of energy to help bring more light into the world, now is the time to really focus on that, even though things seem to be really difficult. in whatever way you can do that. So Store is hoping, Facebook, Sheila Loreen. Okay, and the store is opening in the Healing Center. We'll have a soft opening November 9th. Great. So you guys can follow Sheila on Facebook and then look for her announcements for the store. It's opening in just a few weeks, so that's really exciting. And then, and if you want to pre-register for my evening of messages with Cynthia Fontaine at Duval Groove, the link is there in the chat as well for all you local people. And share it with your friends. Wrote a question about crowdfunding for Home on Wheels. Can we get places? I'm not sure what "can we get places" means, Lisa by Grace. So you want to clarify that for me, please. So the name is Sheila Loreen. Is that what you're saying, Sheila, of your new place? Just confirm that. it's hard going with this Facebook thing, right? And one of these days I want to have you on as well. So I didn't see that question, Lisa by Grace, because the chat's gone here kind of fast. I'm going back to see if I can find it. Yes, we love Sheila. We do. I still don't see it. Okay. So, Lisa by Grace, can you clarify what "we can get places" means, please? And then, hey, there's Carla. Nice to see you. So, Colette Jackson, you have a question. I have to go to court in November for my daughter with her dad, who is extremely difficult. Any advice? It's hard to stay positive with such negative presence. So that's really, really, okay, thanks, Lisa. But put your thing in there, too, because I can stay on for a while today. I'm going to a polo tournament this afternoon, but I can hang out with you guys for a little while longer. So that's a really difficult thing, because any time we're in any kind of legal or court situation, you know, the stress level is higher, and then it automatically puts us into defense. And I was in court with my former husband for 2 years, and it was really unnecessary. But in the end, the settlement was the exact settlement that I had asked for in the beginning. And you know, it was like nobody won, and it was loss in a way, because it was 2 years spent and lots of money on attorneys. So the best advice that I can give you, Colette, is to really meditate, number one. Meditate, 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 especially before you're going into court. And you can take a salt bath before and take a salt bath after. And then stay in the eye, right? So when you're speaking with the attorneys or when you're speaking with the judge, then you want to stay in the eye. This is what I need. This is what I feel is best for my daughter. This is, right? So I. So rather than sort of pointing fingers and blaming, you want to stay in the eye. This is what my daughter needs, and this is why. Okay? And, excuse me, that will help. The really big thing is I do feel like that your lawyers pretty savvy, and the lawyer that you're hiring, I'm not sure if you've switched lawyers or if you haven't attained one yet, but I feel like that you need a lawyer to go forward with this, even if it's they're saying a local lawyer. I don't know what that all means, but I feel like that this has been going on for a while. They're talking about like two or three times or 2 or 3 months, or it feels like it's been some extended, and just kind of let me know in the chat. And so one good thing is you can remember to put yourself in a bubble of light before you go in, or you can use like a zoot suit when, you know, you see those clean suits where they have the white suits when they're covered head to toe, their feet and their hands and everything, and then they've got the shield over the front. You can imagine yourself in that before you go into court. Then it's very stressful. I have a great attorney. Great. Okay, super. So imagine that you're in your suit And I feel like that this is going to actually, there's going to be some resolution coming with this. And they're talking about 2 to 3. So I don't know if it's 2 to 3 court dates or 2 to 3 months, but I feel like that there's going to be a change. I feel like that I'm going to be able to breathe a little bit easier. I feel like it's going to work out better, maybe in the end than expected, when you can come to center and really get into your own space, right? And stay in your lane, stay in your bubble, and keep it in the I. This is the best thing for my daughter, and this is why, okay? And you know, use your Oracle cards, because I know that you are a student of Oracle School, and that's going to really help. So come back to the breath, stay centered, get on your bird, get on your bird meditation. You've got the tools to do this. You're in a very different place than you were and have been in the past going to court with him. And I feel like that this is going to be able to resolve, and you're going to be able to breathe much easier. So I hope that really, really helps. So Lori D'Souza, any insight on my job situation? Let me just go back to Lisa by Grace and see if she has posted clarification. No, right, about crowdfunding for a home on wheels. My son has a home for wheels that's on wheels that's going to be for sale, but he's in Rhode Island. Oh, thank you, Sheila. Sheila says excellent advice. So Lori, just is any insight on your job situation? Have you moved positions or moved into a different building or location or something? If you can just put that in, that'll be good. Okay, so while you're doing that, I'm going to go back to Lisa by Grace. The idea came yesterday to crowdfund so we could get a home on wheels. I had already imagined us in such a home. It's not new. However, until the crowdfunding idea came to me, I believed we would have to wait until I had launched the Alchemy System. Well, the Alchemy System could be part of the crowdfund launch in a sense, right? Where if you have this house on wheels, so it's so funny that you're actually bringing that up, because my daughter and I were having a similar conversation this week, and the conversation was that, so my car flooded in the car wash on Monday, and I'm praying that the insurance doesn't total it, but it's right now they're anticipating totaling it, and the book value, which is always much less than you ever pay for a car, is not enough to get me into a decent car. And I love my car, and I've just had it for a little more than a year, and so I'm really kind of like, what about the car? So my daughter and I were joking around the other night. We were looking at cars, and she says, well, Mom, you should buy one of those tall vans, that like the Sprinter van or something, and you can be the mobile psychic. And we're talking about it, like what it would look like and how I'd have the van designed and all this stuff, and it was really kind of hilarious. And then in the end she says, yeah, but it would be kind of creepy, you pulling up, right? So anyway. So I love the idea of the house on wheels. My son has, and daughter-in-law has, they have a house on wheels. You know, it's great because they can just pull up and take off. I feel like for you, it feels like it could be a sort of good solution. But I feel like that you really kind of, not going to go far from the area that you're in. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not. And, you know, you really want to check on, like, what the regulations are, because here it's kind of sad, but at the same time interesting, where a lot of towns are actually making the house on wheels illegal, where you can't have them parked in your yard, et cetera, et cetera. So you really want to check on the feasibility of that. It's different than a mobile home. So if you're talking about a tiny house, I would really do the research on what the regulations in Canada are, because the United States, it differs state to state and actually town by town. I do feel like, as far as doing the crowdfunding for this home, a portable home or et cetera, I feel like that, you know, it would have to be really presented in a way that would help people feel good about what they were contributing to. Okay. And yeah, so Lisa, Sheila says, check the local bylaws. Totally. Because, you know, there may be one rule for the state, but then each town or each, I don't know how you guys are, county or whatever, will have their own local laws as well. So really check on that. So I feel like if you were to go forward with this, it would have to be presented in a way that would make people feel like that they were like contributing in to something of a really high vibration, and that they were contributing to, you know, some kind of raising the vibration, and, you know, like, not just with, you know, you're helping us get a house, but what the benefits are in helping. Could offer, yes, I could always be cool. There would be a great offer if I could crowdfund. Yeah, so check it out. The thing with crowdfunding is, if you don't make your goal, you don't get the money, at least the ones that I've seen. So really research the houses first, research the local area and the regulations, and then research the cost of the houses around you, and be really clear when you put that crowdfunding out how much that you need and what you're going to offer, you know, in return for the crowdfunding. Whether it, you know, it could be, or if Errol's going to jump on board and he's going to offer an astrological, you know, he does the astrological birth sound with your birth chart or whatever kind of things you guys are going to offer. But I feel like that you could do it, but it has to be really organized as far as what people know, so people feel good about what they are coming into it. So Sheila says that she believes if you use it as an office instead of a living space, she thinks that's a loophole. Yeah. So check that all out before you go full guns with this. But I feel like that it's feasible, that it could be done. And you just have to be clear in your presentation of what people are how they're helping you raise your vibrational level. Okay. Does that make sense? Because I feel like that, you know, you guys, it would be really great if you guys have your own space, but do the research. I feel like it would be successful if you approach it sort of in a clever and, right way. And you can get in touch with me and we'll talk about that. Okay. So, all right, you guys, and let me go back to Lori. Still have two jobs. Did move the office to a new room at one hospital, though. Yeah, because I see you moving from one space to another, so that makes a lot of sense. As far as changing jobs itself, or letting go of the one job and just having one job rather than the two, I'm sorry to say I'm not seeing that right in this moment. But I feel like that whatever the move is that you just had is better for you, whether it's a private office or whatever, but it feels like it's a better place to be in. I don't see anything new opening up for you in this moment. But I do feel like that you're going to have a shift in the next, they're saying, 18 to 24 months. So I know it seems like it's kind of far away, but 2019, the rest of this year in 2019 is really about getting clear about what you want to see in your life and then get it implemented. So really focus on that, because the energies of 2020 are going to be very different, and it's not going to be so much about getting things started and getting them, you know, organized and going. 2019 is about that. And I do feel like, do you want to open like your own practice, or have like your own practice, either not a healing center, but I feel like you want to open your own, some kind of practice. And this is Lori D'Souza. And again, it's, you have to take the steps one step at a time, otherwise it's never going to happen. And then get back, they want you to study. So get back to studying, and then that's going to help you go in the right direction. I feel like that there's still a lot of things that are unclear for you. I feel like that there's still a lot to learn as far as the holistic side of things, and that there's more schooling that would benefit you in your current work, but then also in creating a practice down the road. And they're also talking about a meditation practice. You want a better schedule Monday to Friday. Okay, great. Excuse me. So interesting that as I'm talking with you, that my fifth chakra is getting all blocked up. So what are you not saying, or what are you not clear about saying? So get really clear in your speaking. Either that or you're having sinus trouble. But get really clear in your speaking, and get really clear in what you want. Okay. I would love to say, yes, you're going to get the Monday through Friday schedule and you're going to be able to just have one job. But I've not really seen that right in this moment. I feel like the Monday through Friday schedule could come down the road. But really, this is a time for you to reorganize in a sense of where do you want to see yourself in 5 years is what they're talking about. Where do you want to see yourself? What do you want to be doing? Who do you want to be working with? They're talking about a 5-year plan. Just get over a sinus infection. Well, there you go. You can't make this stuff up, right? Sorry. Don't need to be sorry. That's part of the hazards of being a psychic, empathic psychic. How funny is that? All right. So I hope that helped. But again, you want to focus on your 5-year plan. They're talking about a 5-year plan. And I know that seems like a long time, but it goes by so quickly. And think about schooling. How do you want to advance your thinking and your schooling in the direction of a holistic kind of things? Yeah, you're laughing. This is funny, right? And, you know, it may be that you want to look at Dr. Joe Dispenza or whatever. But they're talking about advancing your thinking, advancing your work, and evolving with not only holistic but science in there as well. 5 is a good number for me. Great. So focus on that 5-year plan. I do, again, see things shifting for you 18 to 24 months out, but you need to put that foundation in now. What do you want to see 18 to 24 months in your career, in your life in general? I feel like that you're coming to this sort of whole reorganization of how you perceive things and even the direction of your life changing, where if you look 5 years back, you know, it looks very different than it does now coming 5 years into the future here, and then 5 years down the road, it's going to be look very different again. But it's really, they're talking about step by step and really organizing step by step. We get clarity. What is it that I want? Okay. What do I want my life to look like in five years? And if you can really work on that the rest of this year, going into next year, get really clear, then 18 to 24 months out, that's when a big shift happens. So I hope that helps. And, yeah, all right, you guys, so I've been on for an hour and a half now here. I think it's time to get on and get on with my day and go have a little bit of fun because I work a lot. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this in one way, somehow or other. I hope that you've gotten something helpful and useful out of it. And I really appreciate you guys tuning in, taking time out of your day to be here hanging out with me. I love that all so much, and I love you guys all so much. You're awesome. Oh, thank you, Errol. Let's make a plan for you to be on the show. Good morning, Cindy. And just as I'm getting ready to sign off. Okay, you guys, I love you all. Stacy, just catching. Hi, Stacy Spring. Thanks for joining. I'm just headed out, so go back and watch the replay afterwards. And I will see you guys all soon. Love you. Mwah.